Tony, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well today, thank you.
Excellent. Light the Night is coming up again. It's actually, this Friday?
This Friday night, yes. We hope to be setting up around 6:30, but probably won't be starting our walk until just on dusk around 7:30.
Okay, so starting and finishing at Roundhouse Park?
Yes, we will be.
Okay, so where do you go from Roundhouse Park?
Well, we're gonna walk up to the Spirit of the Sea, and then walk back. It'll create quite a spectacle between the two points.
Indeed, beautiful spot, and daylight saving as well, so a little bit of extra time in the afternoon, evening to enjoy the sunset, maybe.
Yeah, enjoy the sunset, right through cover of Devonport. We'll have a barbecue going, so there'll be a snack or two available as well. We do hope to provide just a little bit of entertainment there as well.
Okay, so tell us about Light the Night in general. Now, it's raising money for people with leukemia, correct?
That's right. Quite a lot of that money goes into leukemia research, it all goes into leukemia research.
Yep.
It's good to be able to raise funds for that, and particularly try and keep a fair bit of that money in our Tasmanian state.
The fundraising, over 27,000 raised from this event in the last 4 years.
The last 4 years, for sure. We've certainly wanted to take that to over 30,000. Mm. I think we're on track to be doing something like that. And our Rotary Club, of course, have been involved in that for the last 4 years, and we're hoping to continue to do so.
Indeed. Now, tell us about the lanterns.
The lanterns, there's three lanterns. There's blue, yellow and white, and they all represent different areas where you can support someone either with leukemia, support someone who's been affected by leukemia, or you may well be suffering from leukemia as well. So there's three different lanterns that you can actually carry representing each area of leukemia.
Get the lanterns there at Roundhouse Park and then carry them up and bring them back.
That's it, yeah. The lanterns become yours to keep. You don't have to raise any large amounts of money. It's only $20 a lantern. We'd really love to see people coming along to support someone who either has leukemia or has been affected by leukemia, or you may just want to come along. And we'll be starting setting up and getting our barbecue rolling at 6:30, so there'll be a bit of time to have a bit of a chat and talk, even grab a snack before you go for the walk.
Yeah.
And on your return, if you're hungry, we should still be set up.
All right. Anything else you want to mention about it?
No, it's just that we'd love to see as many groups as possible come along and support someone that they may know with leukemia. Just bring a few work groups across. It'd be lovely to see people in their work uniforms or their respective industries supporting the Leukemia Foundation.
And we should note that it's a pet-free event, so you can't take your dog for a walk as well.
Yes, unfortunately.
No, well, that's fair enough because that's, you know, it's not really what it's about. Dogs, much as we love them, can cause a few problems in when there's a mass gathering, so probably best.
Yes. Of course, if someone wants to support leukemia, they could certainly walk with their dog either prior or after the event.
Okay. Thank you very much, and might see you there Friday.
That'd be wonderful. Look forward to seeing you.